From Jefferson Public Radio, I'm Eric Thiel. Welcome to another JPR Live session from afar. My guests are Ferris and Jason Romero. They have just released a brand new record called Bet on Love. Information is online at ferrisandjason.com, and they join me from their home in Horsefly, British Columbia. Ferris and Jason, hello. Thanks for doing this.
Hi, Eric. Thanks so much for having us.
How is life right now in Horsefly, British Columbia? And for folks who are not familiar, where is Horsefly, British Columbia?
Well, it's best described, it's about a third of the way up the province, kind of right in the middle. And it's a little bitty town kind of nestled up against the Cariboo Mountains, which is a couple ranges over from the Rockies. And it's interior temperate rainforest.
We live on a river that gets salmon up it in the fall. The Horsefly River Salmon Run is one of the biggest ones in the province. And then we have a bit of a widening of the river in front of our place where we got a lot of birds. And we live on about 40 acres, and we don't see any neighbors. And we live sort of on a wildlife corridor, so we have pretty much all the creatures that you could associate with British Columbia coming through our front yard, pretty much.
It sounds like a perfect pandemic property.
You know, yeah.
Yeah, things haven't changed much for us at all, really.
We were lucky enough to be in Hawaii in March before everything went sideways. We left, and then things went sideways while we were there, so we had to get home fairly quickly and caught the last four flights off the island before WestJet closed their flights. And I think, Jason, that was the end of, like, sort of March 22nd, and I think Jason's left the property once?
Just one time.
Since then, more or less.
Wow.
And I go to town once a week to go and get groceries and do some banking. The school here is closed, so we've got our daughter who's just in grade one. We've got her home with us, and then our son who's, he's only four. And so both kids are at home, and we've been gardening and expanding the gardens and just spending a lot of time outside. It's been really good and quiet and simple.
Well, you may have just answered this question, but what is it that brought you to Horsefly to begin with? What keeps you there? Are either of you from there?
Yeah, Ferris is fifth generation Horsefly.
Yep.
Oh, because Jason, you have some roots in Northern California, right?
Yeah, I'm from Northern California, grew up in a small town, and then lived in Arcata for years and years.
So what is it that initially brought the two of you together? I read that it was a jam session, but also a shared interest in old-time music and old records.
I kind of love how we got brought together. Years ago, we have a mutual friend who's an amazing dobro player, and some of your listeners may be familiar with him. His name is Ivan Rosenberg. And he lived in Northern California and Arcata for ages and has toured all around that area many times. But Jason built him a banjo years ago, and then I got to know Ivan through teaching at music camps with him, and he just kind of liked both of us and talked us up to each other. And my old bandmate got to know Ivan and the banjo that Jason had built him and decided that she wanted one too. So Jason checked out the picture of the band, saw a picture of me, I think, and just went, whoa, who's that? Asked Ivan who that was, and which I always love. And then about a year later, he was coming up to British Columbia on a fly fishing trip and took about a 12-hour detour to come and meet me on Vancouver Island at the time, which I didn't, you know, I just got a random email from him out of the blue saying, hey, I hear we have some mutual friends. I was thinking about checking out Vancouver Island. And the first thing we ever did together, he showed up at an old-time jam that I was at, and we sat and we played. And then we were married about 2.5 months later.
Yep.
2.5 months? No kidding. Wow. Well, that jam session went well. Oh, wow. Ferris and Jason Romero are my guests today on JPR Live Sessions. Their brand new record is called Bet on Love. Information can be found at ferrisandjason.com. All right, what do you want to play first for us, and what instruments are you going to be playing them on?
Well, I think maybe let's play the title track for the record for you. We're going to be playing, I'm going to be playing an old late 30s J45. Or J35, pardon me. And Jason's going to be playing a beautiful 12-string guitar that we got from Fraulini Guitars from Todd Cambio there.
Yeah.
Fantastic. This is Bet on Love. It's Ferris and Jason Romero on JPR. That is called Bet on Love. It's the title track from the brand new record of Ferris and Jason Romero. Ferrisandjason.com is the website for more information. Thanks for playing that, you guys. I love listening to you sing together.
Thank you so much.
This is your fifth full-length record as a duo. There are a couple of others that you have made in slightly different configurations. This one I read was inspired by life there in Horsefly. Life pre-pandemic in Horsefly.
Yes. We write music and play music kind of on an ongoing basis, and it seems like the record before this, Sweet Old Religion, was a lot of stuff. Sorry, that's the sound of the wood stove going in the background. It's kind of a chilly day here in Horsefly today.
I love it. But no, it's perfect.
The one before was inspired by a lot of stuff that happened when our second child was born and our banjo shop burned down and just this sort of a lot of overwhelmed feelings that we had about life. But this record seems to be a lot of settled feelings and reminiscing feelings and just an overall sense of gratitude for what it is that we get to experience in life. I don't know. I feel like both of us, we start every day by going down and sitting and having coffee and just being quiet and listening to the birds, and that seems to me to be sort of encapsulate the overall feeling that we just have about life right now, where we just get a chance to meditate with what's around us and just set the tone of every day in a calm way and just feeling grateful, really, really grateful.
With a busy banjo company and a couple of little ones around the house, how long does it take to craft an album?
It's certainly not a spur of the moment thing. I think we plan recording an album for at least a year.
Oh, wow.
Knowing that we're going to be making an album. That's sort of how we have to plan it, because we have to plan tour dates around that. We have to feel comfortable with the songs that we're going
to
play.
We have to arrange an engineer to come up here.
Yeah. Mm. So we don't book a date in a studio. We actually have an amazing engineer that we work with out of Vancouver, John Ram of Afterlife Studios. He owns the old Mushroom Studios in Vancouver, where I think Led Zeppelin came and recorded. All sorts of really cool histories in that studio he owns. But he has this amazing mobile setup that he is willing to bring up to Horsefly, and we transform our banjo studio into a recording studio.
That's really, really cool. Yeah, so are you surrounded by instruments half constructed as you're recording then?
Yes.
Yeah, more or less. Huh. And he also has this wonderful collection of old vintage ribbon mics, and the caveat was that I vacuum and then vacuum again and then vacuum again and then humidify everything and then vacuum again. I guess because they're super sensitive to any amount of dust, and you know this is a wood shop, and dust hides in places you wouldn't even think.
I'd love to hear another tune. Ferris and Jason Romero are my guests today on JPR Live Sessions. The new record is called Bet on Love. They're joining me from their home in Horsefly, British Columbia. What's next?
Yeah, we'll do a... I put an instrumental on this album. I like to put one instrumental on all our albums, if not a few. And I'm playing a gourd banjo on this tune, and I'm really in love with it.
Tell me more about the gourd banjo.
Well, the gourd banjo, there's a long history. It's what came to this part of the world via the slave trade and through the West Indies, and worked its way up in the southern part of the U.S. And it's from quite a large family of instruments where you would stretch a skin over a resonating body. And the gourd banjo has just got a really unique percussive sound that I'm in love with, and we happen to make them for folks, and it's kind of what I reach for around the house these days.
Four strings, five strings?
It's a regular five string. It pretty much looks just like a regular banjo, except the rim is a gourd with a goatskin stretched over it.
All right. And Ferris, you've got a guitar?
Yeah, I'm playing that same big old bodied old Gibson.
Fantastic. This is New Caledonia. Ferris and Jason Romero on JPR Live Sessions. Thank you. That does have a very, very cool sound. The Gourd Banjo, played there by Jason Romero, Ferris Romero on guitar. That one's called New Caledonia from their new record, Bet on Love. You can find information at ferrisandjason.com, by the way. Having seen you on stage, there is a really interesting kind of yin-yang to your onstage personalities. Ferris, you're definitely the talker. Jason, more economical, I think is the politically correct
That's one
way
word.
To.
I
found it really funny. I came across this interview that you had given where you talked about the practicality of it because, Ferris, you're filling time while Jason changes the tuning of his banjos.
Yep.
I love that.
Well, it's, you know, so we're both so in love with old music and old time music, especially. And one of the hallmarks of that music for me, with the banjo playing particularly, is all the old tunings that the banjo goes into. And there's hundreds of different tunings, but each one has a reason to go into it, whether it is the sound of the banjo, the modality that you're going to be playing in, the way it accompanies the singer, the way it accompanies the fiddle, the tune or the key that the song's playing in. So that seems to me a lot of the time, like Jason will write a new song because of the tuning of the banjo that he's just put it in. It's such an inspiring, interesting thing to do. But it's so impractical for live performances. And we actually, you know, if we could have a banjo tech who traveled with us and 15 different banjos backstage that showed up perfectly tuned into Jason's hands every time he was ready to do a different tuning, that might be like the dream, I guess. But at the same time, it's, I think, a huge part of the art of putting together a show is thinking about the banjo tunings, thinking about the songs that we're going to be putting together and how to flow that so that the audience isn't becoming weary of the banjo getting tuned again. Because I think the banjo has such a terrible reputation of being out of tune in the first place, and we're kind of doing everything we can to work against that.
Interesting. Hey, Ferris, a minute ago, you mentioned in passing a fire that took out your banjo workshop a few years back. Was this in Horsefly? Was it attached to your house?
It was in Horsefly. Yeah. We're sitting now in the new shop, but, it was not attached to our house, though. We had, just tore most of our house away and were in the middle of building a new log house. And, my old, banjo shop burned, very efficiently all the way to the ground.
Yeah, I can imagine. What was the setback? I mean, how many instruments do you think you lost?
Oh man, I know exactly how many we lost, but it's depressing to talk about on public radio. I found all the truss rods for our very wonderful collection of pre-war Martins and Gibsons.
Oh.
Five banjos, which I'm not kidding, were literally sitting in cases ready to be shipped Monday, all burned. And then lots of we lost a lot, and it was pretty stressful for us, at the time, but we're feeling very lucky, and so much goodwill came from all over the world directed right at us and really kind of lifted us up through it all. And aside from just all the stuff that was just gone and the waste of it, we're feeling really, I think, a lot stronger for having gone through that.
Hmm. The website is romerobanjos.com. J. Romero Banjos is the name of the company. And I have to say, Jason, having spent time just going through the photo galleries, they're absolutely incredible and beautiful.
Thank you. Thanks.
Yeah, and they sound as good as they look. I've listened to you play a number of them at various shows. They're amazing.
All right. Thanks, Eric.
Hey, one thing that you guys have done that I enjoyed recently while the world is on hold or on hiatus is a contest that you just held for fans to create videos for one of your songs. Tell me about that.
Maybe last year we received this really great video from a woman who took one of our songs off of the last record and filmed her roller skates from above, moving and weaving to the rhythm of the song. And we were both really struck by what a creative move that was. And so we started thinking about ways to get this record out into the world. And it evolved over time, realizing that we could ask people to do that, especially if we offered up a really good prize. So we chose one of the songs on the record called Rollo My Friend, where Jason sings it and plays gourd banjo. And we put that out in secret to anybody who wanted to join in for the banjo contest. And we offered up a gourd banjo as our prize for our favorite video. So I think it was partially the incentive of such a good prize, because it's a pretty special banjo. And partially the timing of it was crazy. As soon as we put the video contest out, about 2 weeks later, that's when the lockdown happened. And
oh,
so all
wow.
of a sudden we started getting these emails from people saying, I need a creative outlet. I'm excited to do something. I have time on my hands. I'm feeling like I need something to be inspired by. Whatever it was, it just all of a sudden we started getting these windows into people's worlds during lockdown. And the submissions were unbelievable. We have ones from a family of four isolating on the North Sea or the outside of Denmark. And ones from
India.
Yeah, a woman who was working in India
wow.
as a yoga
no
teacher
kidding.
And was stuck there. She sent us videos. We have people from Argentina making tortillas, sending us videos. And all of these, we have people animating and doing these incredible stories. And we got 60 videos in from around the world of all these different ideas. Some people, it was the first time they'd ever even tried something like that.
Mm.
Some people were kind of semi-professional filmmakers. The diversity was incredible. And we just kept getting blown away by how excited people were to make a music video. And in the end, our favorite one was a guy who took some footage that his father-in-law had made in the 60s on a canoe ride up to, where is it?
Inuvik,
I think, in northern Yukon, up the Mackenzie River. And so he took this 8mm footage that had never before ever been seen, had been kind of just locked away in a cupboard, and he brought it out, and it just felt like it fit the song so perfectly. It was kind of magical, actually.
So where did that gourd banjo end up getting shipped off to?
To Victoria, British Columbia.
Yeah, he's a
Victoria,
he's a,
British Columbia.
Yeah, he's a boat builder, and that's actually getting shipped out tomorrow.
Yep.
Oh, that's great. Those videos, I believe, are available on your website, right?
Yep.
If people
want to
see some of the entries. Yeah.
Every single entry
all
is up,
60.
And people can go all 60 entries.
You're
people can
be
go
sick
up
of the
and
song
see.
After a while.
But. Never. But people can go up and see it. It's just at ferrisandjason.com/video contest.
Well, guys, congratulations on another beautiful new record. I know the last two have picked up Juno Awards. I would not be shocked to see one in your future. I appreciate you taking time out of your busy lives to chat with me.
It's really such a pleasure, Eric.
Yeah, you're welcome, and thank you, really.
Ferris and Jason Romero are my guests today on JPR Live Sessions. Their new record is called Bet on Love. Will you play us one more tune?
Yeah, we'll do one more song called We All Fall. And it's a feeling of community and relaxing into the idea that of gratitude for what you have in life.
To cover my dues. And then in '82. give up living on hope. Tomorrow I'll be older than today. You know how long I thought I need to change. The only difference from back in 81, I love what I have and don't mind what is gone. We all go to 10.
That is called We All Fall. Ferris and Jason Romero are my guests today on JPR Live Sessions. Their new record just came out. It's called Bet on Love. Information can be found online at ferrisandjason.com. That's also the place to go if you want to see any of those video submissions that came in from fans. And romerobanjos.com, the place to go to see the amazing photos of the instruments handcrafted by Jason Romero. Jason, Ferris, thanks again for doing this. I really appreciate it.
Our great pleasure. Thank you.
Yeah, thanks, Eric.